Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones. Paul said he counts all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus his Lord, for whom he had suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that he may gain Christ. What a powerful confession. In today's message, Pastor Joel teaches us the power of losing our old mindset for a renewed mind in Christ. As he continues the teaching series, have you lost your mind?
We're going to continue with part two of our sermon entitled, Have You Lost Your Mind? Or Have You Lost Your Mind? It matters where you put the accent, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Have you lost your mind? Okay. Now, we began this last week, and we began examining just what that phrase means. In the natural or the normal sense, it cannot be a good thing if someone asks you, have you lost your mind? Yeah. Normally, that's not a good thing because it implies that you've exhibited some type of behavior, conduct, or opinion that is contrary to the norms of society, what people consider normal, right? It's contrary to today's standards. In other words, you're expected to follow or acquiesce to the norms of society, all right, or the trends of the day. Therefore, you wind up adopting the mindsets of the world. We talked about that last week. To those who may have missed it or those who are tuning in, we talked about this. And we said our conduct and behavior then follows according to our worldly mindsets, the mindsets of the world. Now, in the natural or normal view of things, we see this as good, right? We see it as good because as human beings, we live what we consider a structured life. We have laws, we have rules, we have mores, we have all these things that you learned in sociology class, remember a long time ago, and those types of things. So we have an expected pattern of behavior then, okay? And it's conducive or beneficial to society, our society as a whole. Now, on the one hand, there's nothing wrong with that because we're people. We have to have some type of order about things. But again, the mindset is beneficial only from a worldly point of view. Yeah. This is what we have to realize. Because here's the thing. The Bible tells us in 1 John 5:19. Now we're looking at a worldly point of view, and then we operate by a worldview. But the Bible says in 1 John 5:19, guess where the world is? The whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. Therein lies the problem. You see what I mean? So we're operating by a worldview or the world standards, but the whole world is locked and steeped in sin. That's the problem, okay? And what that means is that humankind has inhabited, or rather are inhabitants of this world because of sin. All right? So we lie in the sway of sin, in the cycle of sin, in the sphere of sin. We're locked in it. All right? That's the problem. Okay? And the wicked one, of course, is Satan. So we are locked in to a world that dances to his tune. That's what we have to understand. All right? So, we're under the sway of the wicked one, and that's being under the influence of that same power, that same force of evil. And guess what? There's no way around it in our own strength. There's no way around it. You're born into it. Any more than a baby has to take his first breath, the air he breathes is the air that's available, right? So, when we're born into this world, the sin that comes on us is sin that's already here. So, you take a breath, come out the womb, it's on you. That's it. Okay? So we mentioned that last week. And for the most part, people don't even have any idea they're under this sway of demonic forces. See? If you go to Ephesians 6:12, it tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against the spiritual host of wickedness in heavenly places. That means that there's a spiritual warfare. We talked about that a few weeks ago, being on the battlefield. It's a battle, okay? So these demonic forces are led by the devil himself, and the only way to know the truth is to know the word of God. That's the only way to know that you're even in a battle is to know the word of God, okay? Because, again, you're under the sway of the wicked one. You're on a seesaw ride, spiritual seesaw ride that you don't even know. You're on a pendulum swing back and forth and back and forth. And that's why we do the things that we do. So, again, let's open up our books now and let's go to the Bible. I'm going to ask Pastor, sister, friend, Annalisa Singalongs Jones, sing got a wonderful voice. I love to hear her sing. She sings around the house, y'all. She just sings. She's a songbird. Praise God. Colossians 2, verses 8 and 9. Would you read that for us, please?
Amen. Colossians 2, verses 8 and 9 tells us. Verse 8 says, beware.
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 Lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ.
Amen.
Verse 9 says, for in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Thank Amen. You for the word, Lord. Thank you, Pastor. You see, friends, we can see that the Bible puts things right there in plain sight. And that's because it's the inerrant word of God, all right? The whole truth is in this word. Whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help you who?
God.
All right, I'm glad you all know that. I'm glad you know that. This scripture is from God. And it's sent through, in this case, through the Apostle Paul, right? And it's telling us just what I was saying a few minutes ago, all right? It says that we need to beware. You need to beware and be aware, okay? Because the world will lure you. The Bible is saying it right here. It says the world, beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit according to the tradition of men. It uses words like cheat and deceit. All right? So it's saying right here that the world will lure you, it will cheat you, it will deceive you. How? Through philosophy and the traditions of men. Now, I'm not sitting here telling you all philosophy is bad philosophy. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say all philosophers were evil men. No, I'm not going to say that. But it's saying that the world will find a way and it'll use an avenue to get through to you, to get you to commit sin. It'll use philosophy. It'll use anything, really. But it's saying right here that this is the way it comes. It comes through traditions of men. Men have their own ideas about things. Governments have their own traditions about things. Then you put someone in office and he changes things or she changes things. See, mankind does this. That's what we're saying. We come with a different philosophy. Okay? Now, we all have our own ideas, but what does God say? You see, if we don't know God, we're all coming up with our own ideas. And that's how we get in trouble. So it says right here that underneath all of that is a demon. Underneath all of that is the devil. Using your mindset, using somebody else's mindset, using some other government official's mindset. Some other country wants to build a bigger bomb. Some other country wants to infiltrate your country. Some other man wants to take over your home. Some other person wants to rule in where he's not or she's not supposed to be. This is the tradition. This is the philosophy. That's what this is talking about. So it says, beware, lest you be cheated. Because if you take up where people just want you to take up because society says it, you're in big trouble. We're in big trouble. That means that thoughts and patterns of the mind of men, but not from the mind of Christ, who is God, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. People don't want to hear that. People don't want to hear that, but we're talking truth today and every day. That's a very important point to ponder. This scripture, it means that thoughts and patterns from the mind of men are different from those from the mind of God. And we have to understand that this is real. This is very, very seriously sincere. Think about it. Is the world trying to convince you to accept or receive something that is contrary or averse to God? Just think about it. Just think about it. If so, the word of God is saying you have to let that thing go. That's what this is saying, all right? You got to beware of these things. Just think about it. Is the world showing you anything recently that's contrary or averse to God, and they're telling you to, it's okay, eat it. Think about it. There's a lot going on, you all. We polluted the water so bad we can't even eat fish anymore. Not with a clear conscience. Because in other countries, they've got fish, and they tell you that a diet of fish now is worse than eating red meat. Did you know that? You know why? Because we do things for money. And we pollute shores and everything else. And if you go over to Europe and they serve you some fish over in Sweden, it comes with a warning on it. Did you know that? This is what happens when we get too big for our own britches. As my mother used to say, don't get too big for your britches, okay? This is what happened. That's just one thing. This recent decision in the state of New York to legalize abortion even up to a mother's due date. Society says it's okay. The mind of men say it's okay. Somebody said it was okay that you can abort a baby, a full-term baby, on a doctor's say-so to say, well, I don't think the mother is, I don't think she should have this baby. But what does God say about it? Yeah. You see what I mean? Yeah. This is being in the sway of the wicked one. Somebody's lost their mind, obviously, in a bad way, not the good way that Sister Doris was talking. Somebody done lost their mind, period, if they think we're supposed to go for that, right? But this is what you have to understand. This is what happens when you're in the sway of the wicked one and when you don't know and when you get a whole bunch of people that don't know, they just go along with it. If it starts in New York, where's it going to finish? Coming to a state near you? Maybe. This is what we have to be. We have to be aware of these things. And that's why we have the Word of God. God knew this was going to happen long before there were Planned Parenthood clinics or anything else, or abortionists or anything else. God knew about it. Because just as we said, the whole world lies in the sway of the wicked one. So we need to be alert to that. Now, we'll probably get back to that. But let's go to this. Let's go to Proverbs 4. Verse 14 and 15, Pastor, can you read that for us? Because it tells us some things. The Bible is going to guide you through whatever you need to get through. It's going to give you proper warning in all things.
Proverbs 4, chapter 4, 14 to 15. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of evil. Mm-hmm. Verse 15 says, avoid it. Mm-hmm. Do not travel on it. Mm-hmm. Turn away from it and pass on.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. It tells us right there, this is so important that we learn these things and that we do these things, that we are to turn away from anything wicked, anything that doesn't sit right, all right? We are to turn from it. This is the gospel. Don't even enter the path of the wicked. Okay? Don't even walk in the way of evil. It says whatever you need to do to avoid it. All right? It's reminding us to not go down that road. It says, in fact, don't even enter the path of the wicked. If you see people doing wicked things at your job, if they try to get you in on it, if they're holding grudges against other people, you got nothing against that person. Don't even get into that conversation. You ever seen that on a schoolyard? The devil starts out real young. Don't hang with her. So, well, why aren't you talking to me today? Because they told me not to talk to you. You know, little babies do that. And this is what this scripture is talking about. That's why we need the Lord. That's why we need the Word of God. Because as we get to be big old grown people, we do big old grown evil, don't we? Yeah. It starts off as a little thing on a schoolyard in fourth grade, but now you're dropping bombs on people, or you're polluting somebody, or you're killing babies at full term and trying to call murder science. Come on now. Free will. And what is free will? It's a free bill. That's all it is. When you have free will, you'll pay for it on the other end. If you don't line up with God, I should say it's not a free bill because you got to pay for it. So it says, don't walk in the way of evil. And it reminds us of these things. But how can you stay away from evil and wickedness when you don't know what's evil or wicked? You see what I mean? Some people don't know what's evil or wicked. And you won't know unless you know Jesus Christ. That's important. That's just it. You cannot turn away from sinful ways or sinful thoughts or sinful mindsets unless you adopt the mind of Christ. Okay? You've got to lose your mind and gain the mind of Christ. You got to lose something to get to the mind of Christ. Because the mind of Christ will not fool around with that old fleshly mind of yours. Can't share the same mind. That's what the scripture tells us. So what has righteousness to do with lawlessness? Huh? What communion has light with darkness? In 2 Corinthians 6:14, it tells us about that. Can't be unevenly yoked. All right? So it's telling us right here that we have to accept the mind of Christ. And that's the true meaning behind that question, have you lost your mind? You see, saints, we have to ask ourselves, have we lost our mind? Have we lost the mind of the world and taken up the mind of Christ? Now, we've studied and we've quoted enough scripture, and we most of us have been to enough church services and enough Bible studies and enough conferences. And don't get me wrong, we'll continue to assemble ourselves. Don't think you're getting out. Just hold on a minute. I'm not saying forsake it. I'm saying that we know we are not to forsake the assembling of the saints. The Bible tells us that, right? So we'll continue to honor that. That means we'll continue to go to Bible study. We will continue to learn and study. And we'll continue to pray. The Bible tells us what? Pray without ceasing, right? In 1 Thessalonians 5:17, we're to pray without ceasing. So we're going to continue to pray. But I'm saying that in all of our studies up to now, we, that is each and every saved, born again Christ follower, each believer should be able to ask that question, have you lost your mind? We, each one of us should be able to say affirmatively, loud and clear, yes, I have. Yes, I have. Yes, I have lost my mind. That is the mind of the world, and I have adopted the mind of Christ. That is the mind that is in me. That should be the mind in each one of us if we are Christ followers. Yeah. Now, for those of you who don't know it, you need to lose your mind. Huh? And I'm talking about as far as losing it and gaining the mind of Christ. We need to be able to say, I put down that old man and have given rise to the new man. Okay? All right? We should be able to say, I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. In the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. We should be able to say that, as Paul says in Galatians 2:20. Crucified with Christ, tore up with Christ, bound with Christ, strengthened in Christ, died for Christ, living in Christ, because Christ is living in me. That's the only way to walk this walk. That is the only way to walk this walk. Come on now. You see, there's no way to sidle up to Jesus. Jesus wants you, come on in here, let me hug you. Come on in here and be with me. Huh? That's how you get with Jesus. You got to throw your hat in the mix. I'm in. Huh? Throw it in there, right? When you get with Jesus, you don't care what folks say. You can't be worried about some folks now. You got to forget some folks. Huh? When it comes to Jesus, he said, who is my family? Who is my brother? Who is my father? Who is my mother? But those that do the will of God, huh? You got to throw some stuff away. You can't be worried about popular opinion when it comes to Jesus now. And you'll find that as we go through this life, it gets even deeper. It gets deeper. He's going to put it in front of you. I'm telling you, he is. Huh? He's serious about this. You know God is serious. He sent his only begotten Son. That whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. What did that boy have to go through? He was just a baby when he said, I'm about my father's business. I've stepped into this body, but you know my mind is saying I got the mind of God and I'm going to walk through this thing. He was just a child. Took off his holy robe and put on a robe and came in here and said, I'm in it right now. Whatever will be, Father, let it be. But I'm about my father's business. And he was just a little tyke. Come on now. He looked at the adults, his mama, and said, don't you know, Ma, that I would be about my father's business? Now, what are we doing? We got all that history in front of us. We got all that in front of the Bible. We got all that people being sawed in half and decapitated and everything else. And they say, hang me upside down. What are we going to do? Come on now. Give a hoot what nobody say. Want the mind of Christ. Brainwash me, Lord. We ought to be dunking our heads in something. Brainwash me, Jesus. Wash all that out of me and wash yourself in. Give me a blood transfusion, Jesus. Operate on me, Lord. Do a heart surgery. Take out my heart and give me a heart for Christ. Come on now. Fanatical Christ followers. Because we got fanatics on the other side. We got a fanatical demon after you. We got fanatics in government serving somebody else. We got fanatics in the music world serving somebody else. We get fanatics in the school that want to keep Jesus out, but they bring in men and women dressed like something else, bring in transvestites and transsexuals into the school to teach our children, but you want to keep my Jesus out and then say we're doing something wrong? You're trying to call evil good and good evil, and the Lord said, woe to those who do it. And we love you. That's why we tell it. For your good. Because God's going to have his way. You see what I mean? Don't say we hate you. Ain't no hate in it. The Lord says it in John 14:15. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. He got enough love to go around. But see, we got to do it God's way. We don't make the rules, but we sure, by golly, bet you wild, we're going to go by the rules. God's rules. Thank you. Thank you, young lady. God's rules. Sister Karen said God's rules. Don't forget that. That's right. We don't want y'all, though, no confusion here. So you see, saints, when you've been crucified with Christ, you take on the newness of Christ. We learned that in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Sister, Pastor, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Can you read that one for us? Matter of fact, read 5:17 and 18. 2 Corinthians 5:17, 18. Please.
Crucified with Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17-18 tells us. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Mm-hmm. That means all things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Verse 18, have become new. All things are of God, who mm-hmm. has reconciled us to himself through Christ Jesus and has given us the ministry of reconciliation.
Amen. Thank you. When he's reconciled to be, mean to be brought closer to be brought in with, reconciled, you've been returned to God, to himself, through Jesus Christ. See, he wants to reshape us in his image. We were created in the image of God, whether you know it or not, each and every one of us. But we got away from it because of sin. Now, God wants to bring you back in. That's what it's saying right here, okay? Reconcile. And then he gives us the ministry of reconciliation. Guess what? He said, you're going to do it too.
Amen. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Might I ask, have you lost your mind yet? Has your mind renewed? Food for thought, right? This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. Today's message, along with previous broadcasts, are available on demand at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. To connect with us, like and follow us on Facebook. And if Pastor Joel's messages are blessing you, let us know. Feel free to submit your comments, testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Are you in need of prayer or encouragement? Please call us at 707-759-5244. Our prayer warriors are here to pray for you. Miracles of God is a listener-supported program, and we're so thankful for your support. If you haven't had the opportunity to donate, will you prayerfully consider sowing a one-time seed or an ongoing monthly donation today? All financial donations are tax-deductible and accepted on our secure website, where giving is easy. Simply click on the Donate button on our website to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord continues to strengthen you as you follow Him. Join us Sundays for live worship services on Facebook or Periscope at 1 p.m. and Wednesday evenings at 7 for prayer and Bible study at 8 p.m. as we walk through the Bible together. Sunday services are also available on YouTube and at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. And don't forget to tune into Miracles of God next week for the continuation of Have You Lost Your Mind? With Pastor Joel Jones. Until next time. God is good.